Let's hope my brain didn't melt today at work.
Right.
I'm not fully confident it didn't, so let's do this damn thing. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. It is part two of our sleepers episodes. We did the AL last week, which you can find on our Patreon, patreon.com/footballabsurdity. And we are going to get into the NL, the NFC this week, not the NL. NL sleepers would not work. It's going to do NFC sleepers this week. And what we do is we each picked one sleeper from each division that we want to talk about. And then Walker decided last week that we're going to guess all the ones that I had written down for my sleepers, because I have one for each team that I didn't flesh them all out, but I wrote them all down. And I actually think
it's fun for me.
I think I do have them for all the NFC. Hold on, let me double check. I don't have one for the Seahawks or the Eagles. I couldn't really think of much there, because the Seahawks, it's like Zach Charbonnet, JSN, like Noah Fant, like, I guess. And then the Eagles, it's like it's a very straightforward setup there, where it's all stars and scrubs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's Hurts, Devonta, A.J. Brown, Saquon, Dallas Goedert, and like nobody else you want. Kenneth Gainwell.
Kenneth Gainwell, handcuff extraordinaire.
That's right. All right, Mike, how's your day going?
Going okay. Giants are now beating the Braves 3-2. Get shit on. Eighth inning. So hopefully that stays. Other than that, it's been a good day. How about you, Jeff?
Hot day. Real hot day. Work at a body shop, for people who don't know. And in the room where the paint booth is, the little paint booth prep area, it is like 120 degrees there today. So I was dying every time I went in there. Shout out to Phil and Ari, our painters. I don't know how neither one of them are dead. So
shout out those boys.
Yeah. Walker, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, it's been an eventful day, but we're all good.
Oh, okay. Eventful. And this
hopefully
is where I'm gonna...
positive eventful.
My grandma cut herself shaving and had to go to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So she's okay.
It's one of those things that it's not like life-threatening, but it is an emergency because how old people are.
Yeah, she's going to be 84 in like a week.
Dang. And then this is where Walker calls out the person that they've been talking about on their timeline. Go. Walker making cryptic tweets about people being annoying and having hot takes. Go.
Shout out Brian Foley, and
I don't even know who that is.
And Rob in Wisconsin.
Rob in Wisconsin, is this some sort of caller?
Yeah, for long time listener, first time caller.
That's what it sounds like.
No, he's just him. I'm less irritated about, but Brian always pisses me off with his hot takes.
Yeah, with this, who
he's
is
like,
oh.
After the U.S. Lost to Uruguay, he's like, you got to strip Pulisic of the captaincy.
Yeah, I have strong opinions on soccer.
And I was like, dog, what's the point?
What's the point? Here's the secret. Here's the thing that every time Americans watch the U.S. men's national team, the one thing they forget, we're not as good at soccer as the rest of the world. And they can't, we're so used to dominating everything that so many people, like, they can't just, as the kids say, take the L. Like, we're not as good at soccer. Sorry. It's the price of being better at baseball, football, and basketball than the rest of the world, because we care about those three sports more than we care about soccer.
Yeah. And we're number two in hockey, to be fair, as well.
Yeah.
Behind the country that invented it.
And give us 10 more years. Apparently, we might be the best cricket country in the world, too. We got part-time cricketers who work at Cisco beating, what was it? They beat Pakistan.
Yeah. Number one golfer in the world is from the United States.
Yeah. We don't
also
have to
the
be the best
golfer in the world.
Also the best swimmer. also the best tennis player, gymnast. Or female tennis player, best gymnast.
Yeah, best female tennis player ever. Not right now.
Ever.
But yeah. Ever, yes.
Yes, best golfer ever.
True.
It's like, yeah, sorry we're not good at soccer. Just understand that. We don't have to dominate everything.
Our women's team also the best in the world.
Yes, our women's team best in the world. Like dream team levels best in the world. So, we don't have to be good at everything, guys. Although I do like the idea that I saw on Twitter of we're just going to invade Brazil and Argentina and then annex them and then take their soccer players. Hey, look, God. Man. Like I said in the response to that, when we move to all renewables, we need this military industrial complex to do something for us.
Yeah, so. We need to get Ronaldinho.
Yeah, we need to go out there and get all the greatest soccer players, and then we'll have a good team. All right, that's enough BS. Uh-oh, Kevin. Uh-oh, Werder's trending on Twitter. Hold on. This Kevin is Herter. Stupid. Herter, nothing. 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 Okay. Herter and Kings were trending on news. Twitter. But no news.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird. Okay.
Jeff panicking because Herter's getting traded.
No, Jeff panicking because Herter's not getting traded. The Kings are holding everything up on the stupid Brandon Ingram trade that's never going to happen. And they're not signing anybody because they need to have his contract on the books before they can use that mid-level exception. And all the mid-level exception guys are leaving.
I think they are going to get Ingram in the end.
Yeah, but the problem is they do this every offseason where they get singularly focused on one thing and they don't like just push it over the line so that they can go and get something else. And so
I've been seeing that they're also held up because they're trying to trade for Markkanen as well.
Sure. Okay. That I can accept. I didn't see the Markkanen thing, but come on.
Just get it. Yeah, they're trying to trade for Markkanen and he's like their number one target, but there's not much optimism that their package is going to be enough because they're not trading Murray, and they can probably get Ingram easier, so I think it's going to end up being Ingram probably for Barnes, Herter, and picks.
Yeah, Barnes, Herter, and picks, and package not being sufficient. Can't relate. All right.
That's right.
All right, let's start talking NFC sleepers. So like I said at the top of the episode, we're going to go division by division. We will each shout out our sleeper for the division that we wanted to highlight, talk about it, tell each other how we're wrong, and then move on from there. So since Walker and I are both in the NFC, our fandoms, I will defer to Walker and let Walker talk about the NFC North first.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be very underwhelming. I apologize.
Is it Jameson Williams?
No.
Okay.
No, it isn't. This is partially because I've cooled on my DeAndre Swift belief. I think that Swift will probably be fine, but I also think that the running back two in Chicago is going to get some work. And I think the running back, too, is going to be a noted guy I don't like, Roschon Johnson. He's currently going RB63, which is free. And that's behind Khalil Herbert, who I think he will play ahead of. I have him ranked as RB51. I think he's a good handcuff, a good potential 1A in an offense if Swift gets hurt or struggles. There's not a whole lot of upside here, but he will catch some passes. He is good in pass pro, so that gets him on the field even more in passing downs. And he's a decent short yardage back as well. Just doesn't really have much explosiveness at all. So I think he'll do fine this year. I think he'll be a guy that you won't be like rushing to cut immediately from your roster. And in the event that Swift takes a tumble or, you know, they just shift a little bit more of the backfield to Johnson because he's ineffective, then you've got a RB2 slash flex guy for free, basically.
Okay, what has you thinking that it's going to be Roschon Johnson and not Khalil Herbert?
Because they drafted Roschon last year, and Herbert was drafted a long time ago and still really hasn't done anything. So I think they'll give the younger guy the opportunity.
Interesting. Because my sleeper for the NFC North is Khalil Herbert.
Oh, is it really?
RB56, yes. RB56 off the board, pick 167 overall. Because they went head-to-head last year, and Khalil Herbert was better in basically in every non-volume-based statistic. So, like, Roschon Johnson had more targets, had more receptions, but Khalil Herbert had a higher yards per reception. He had a higher yards per attempt. If you go into more advanced stats, his true yards per carry was higher, his juke rate was higher, and his breakaway runway rate was higher. Breakaway one weight was higher. One weight. Roschon Johnson also had zero games above 15 touches, and Herbert had two of those in the last three games of the season, showing that they were giving the volume down the stretch to Khalil Herbert and not Roschon Johnson. Herbert also finished as a top 12 running back more times than Roschon Johnson last season. I think it was 3-2. And so basically they went head to head last year, and Khalil Herbert was ahead in basically every per carry, every rate metric. And like Walker, I don't trust that DeAndre Swift is going to shoulder a full load. He just, it's not in his DNA. So I think that it's going to be Khalil Herbert and not Roschon Johnson that takes that RB2 role. Mike, you're the tiebreaker.
I was going to say, Mike he needs to determine who wins.
I picked like Travis Homer, so.
But yeah, I was going to say, Mike's like, is Tariq Cohen still there? Like,
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with Roschon here.
Boo! All right, next week I will be running my new solo podcast. without Walker.
It's called I Love Khalil Herbert with Jeff Frisco.
That's right. And every episode we talk about Khalil Herbert, and that's it. So, Mike, what had you choosing Roschon over Khalil Herbert?
I just...
Wrong!
Oh, damn.
Okay, go for it.
I just think that because Roschon Johnson is a rookie, or was a rookie in the second year in the organization, and they chose Roschon over Homer, who's what he got drafted in what 2021?
Yeah, 21.
So he's already pushing elderly age as far as running backs go. And why not give the organizational choice the ball first and see what he does other than somebody else? So I do think it's close, though. It's a flip of the coin.
Okay, and the coin says Khalil Herbert.
the coin says, wow, it's landed on its side, which is inscribed with, it's Mike's turn to give his sleeper for the NFC North. Damn.
How did you read all that on the... on the side there. That's impressive.
Oh, I just made it up.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Mike, who is your NFC North sleeper?
Actually, I had both Roschon Johnson at one point and Khalil Herbert at one point. But I went with Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle.
He's not in the NFC North, to be fair.
Oh, that's right. He isn't in the NFC North.
Yeah, he's the NFC East.
For okay, the NFC North, I went with Romeo Doubs.
There we go. Oh. He is in the NFC North.
that's wrong, though.
Well, it's wrong.
No, but, that is wrong. I'm with Walker on that one.
What? His ADP is at 118. That makes him perfect for
no, but he's bad.
Diagram here.
But he's bad. That's the thing.
But he fits in my diagram of 111, 113, 114.
Oh, he's right there. He's right there in the vlog for last.
Yeah, he's right there. He piled up 33 targets and 3 touchdowns over the first 4 games, but then he kind of went in the way of like disappearing. But he did score some touchdowns. If he just sees the same target volume as Christian Watson, because Christian Watson returned from injury, which kind of destroyed Dobbs' situation there. However, Dobbs cannot be ignored. After exploding for 234 yards in two playoff games last year, so they went to him late, and figures to be a high point games in offense, especially if Jordan Love continues to grow as a quarterback.
Yeah, Walker, I'll let you ask Mike first, because I'm trying to digest this Romeo Dobbs thing, because I don't know about it. I don't know. Walker, how do you feel about this?
I mean, Dobbs is limited. He's a pretty good contested catch guy, and he's got good strength, good hands, but he's slow. He doesn't run the best routes in the world, and he doesn't give you anything after the catch. Like, his yards per reception are going to be low, like 10 to 12. His value is going to have to come from touchdowns, which are notoriously not very sticky, because he is, when everyone's healthy, he is at best the third option in the passing game. And depending on how you feel about Dontavian Wicks, he could be the fourth option in the passing game. Wicks will probably get less targets, but he will average a pretty significantly higher yards per reception and might catch a higher percentage of his passes as well. I have him projected to. Plus, Jaden Reed and Christian Watson are going to out-target him as well. Dobbs is ADP wide receiver 53. I have him ranked 57.
See, here's my thing. My Romeo Dobbs slander ended up on Good Morning Football one time. So I have to continue and say all my homies hate Romeo Dobbs. He could be wide receiver one. I'll be like, sorry, I got to stick by it.
All my homies except Mike hate Romeo Dobbs.
That's right. That's right.
No, I understand the impulse to include a Packers wide receiver. I would have just gone with either the upside of Christian Watson at wide receiver 41. He could easily be top 20 if he stays healthy. Or the upside of Dontavian Wicks if he takes over for Dobbs at any point, because his yards per catch are much higher. He's a better yards after the catch guy. He runs better routes. I just think he's a more talented player, but I mean, I could be wrong. They could stick with Dobbs all season and he could see 100 targets and catch 8 touchdowns again. It's not like it'd be necessarily shocking, but I don't know. I feel like the upside with Dobbs is like wide receiver 33, whereas I feel like the upside with Watson is top 20, and so I'd rather take a shot on him.
My thought on it is I think that Dobbs is the third best wide receiver in that room. A fully healthy Christian Watson, which is not something we've seen a lot of, is, like Walker said, top 20 player. I think that Jaden Reed is, you know, if things break right for him, it's top 25. I think he's a better player than Romeo Dobbs. So Dobbs does have the higher, like Walker said, yards per reception numbers. Or actually, he doesn't. I take that back.
No, Dobbs has lower.
Yeah, yards liar. Per
reception numbers. I didn't say that.
You were referring to Christian Watson, and it got switched up in my brain. I think that ideally, like, the way the target distribution is, like I think that Dobbs is the fourth target behind those two and Josh Jacobs.
I think Dobbs will get more targets than Jacobs.
You think so? Okay. So if that's the case, I could co-sign this. Mike, where is he going? What's his ADP?
118.
Wide receiver, hold on. I had it here. Oh, right here. Wide receiver 53.
Okay. I'm looking at this range. I would rather have Bowers. But as far as the wide receivers in this range, oh, Mike Williams. Sorry, Mike, you're done. Shut it down. I'd rather have Mike Williams. Shut it down. I do not co-sign, although it is intriguing.
Shut it down.
If we do see the growth that Packers fans think we'll see from Packers fans and Rich Madrid think we'll see from Jordan Love, then you know, it's possible for him to support three wide receivers. I'm just not 100% sure yet, though. Wide receiver 54, you know, could do worse. I think he has, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we turn around and he's like 32. when the season's all over, which is a weekly starting running back or wide receiver.
I mean, he's 53. The guy right ahead of him at 52 is Curtis Samuel. I'd much rather have him. ADP wide receiver 50 is Tyler Lockett. I'd rather have him.
Wait, where do you see Curtis Samuel? Curtis Samuel is 49 on the Football Guys ADP.
Oh, I'm going off my rankings where I used 444.
Okay. That's what threw me
off. They'll probably be very slightly different.
Yeah, that does sound very slightly different. Yeah, because 52, or he's 54, and then Mike Williams is 53. That's why I said, oh, no, shut it down.
Okay, gotcha.
So there is the NFC North. Where do we want to go next? I think Mike might have an NFC East sleeper, perhaps a running back that he's champing at the bit to talk about. Mike, I'm going to – oh, wait. We were going to guess – Walker wanted to guess my divisional guys. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Okay.
Let's see. Detroit – I mean, you don't have a whole lot of options, so I guess it's Jameson?
It's J-Mo. He's the only option.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what pretty is it, much, J-Mo or Craig Reynolds?
It's, yeah, it's Sione Vaki season. Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Minnesota, Ty Chandler?
Yeah. And it's with that, nice. Inflection. It's with that inflection, too. Ty Chandler? Aaron Jones is, I have a feeling the cliff is coming for Aaron Jones.
Yeah, pretty soon. And then you did Bears and then Packers. Pretty sure you like this guy in the draft, even though he is the biggest fumbler on earth, but I'll go Marshawn Lloyd.
I said I didn't have one, but I forgot about Marshawn Lloyd. That's correct, Marshawn Lloyd. RB 49, 153 overall.
Marshawn Lloyd's not good.
Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter. If he's bad, just cut him. The Kev defense.
Drop it's the cut.
Walker, it's impenetrable.
I'm sick of this shit.
It's impenetrable. If he's bad, just cut him. I take no responsibility. Yeah. All right. Mike, I'm going to guess that your running back sleeper is perhaps Rico Dowdle.
Nailed it. Good job, Jeff.
Woo! Got him. Wow. How did he know?
That's a miracle. Seancing or something.
Hold on. Timeout. Hold on. Timeout. Back up. I thought Mike had a... Mike, did you get a haircut?
Yeah, I did.
I thought your hair was slicked back.
No.
Oh, my God. Mike has no hair.
No hair.
I thought you had it in like you just showered or something because it's so hot and you just pulled it back.
Oh, slicked it back.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mike's got no hair.
Damn.
It gone. He went bye bye.
It's too hot for all that hair.
Yeah, it is. Sorry to disrupt the audio podcast. I thought this whole time until I looked up and Mike turned his head and I saw this the fade on the side. I was like, oh my God, that's not slicked back. It threw me off. Sorry. Sorry, for the third time, let's talk about Rico Dowdle.
Oh, Rico Dowdle. Let's not diddle Dowdle. Let's go with the Dowdle.
Yeah.
He definitely could be the best running back in this group. That includes an aging Ezekiel Elliott, unlimited talent in Royce Freeman, and then you got rookie Deuce Vaughn, Mike
second
McCarthy.
Second year.
Deuce Vaughn. Second year Hunter Lupke.
Lupke.
Second year Deuce Vaughn, second grader size Deuce Vaughn. He's little, folks.
He's little. McCarthy said bringing in Dowdle back this season was important. He only had three games last season with double digits and touches, but scored at least 12.2 PPR points in each of those outings.
So, produced on low volume. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's, you know, the Cowboys are very top heavy insofar as Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and then it's nothing but question marks after that. And sorry, I don't believe in Ezekiel Elliott anymore. I think Ezekiel Elliott's gonna end up with like eight touchdowns because they're just gonna keep putting him on the goal line, but I think if there is a back to roster there, I don't have a problem with Rico Dowdle, to be honest with you.
That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, Dowdle's, he's fine. He's a guy. He'll get like 4 yards to carry. He'll catch a reasonable percentage of his passes, you know, or his targets. He probably won't get that many. He'll probably get like one or two a game. Even last year when he looked terrible, Zeke still caught a lot of passes for the Patriots. So I would expect him to take those snaps. He's also going to take the goal line snaps. So I just kind of worry about where Dowdle's going to score points when he's not catching a lot of passes or scoring touchdowns. That's my only concern.
Yeah, I mean, but it's also the thing where they might not end up with any other options.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're going to keep giving the ball to Zeke, even though he doesn't do well.
Zeke is what, like 30?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 30.
I don't think Zeke's going to get like 300 carries or anything, but.
Yeah.
But see, and I have Zeke with 210 and I have Zeke with 210 and Dowdle with 140.
But have you considered 240 for Rico Dowdle?
No. Oh. And I won't.
Mike, I think you need to find Walker. We're already moving to Walker's house in Michigan. Because it's 30 degrees damn cooler there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's see. Red zone touches. He had Zeke had 3 goal line carries last year.
Stud.
I mean, I'm not really. Yeah, that Patriots offense was
gross.
Not something you should have been interested in.
Now let's see what Tony Pollard did last year. So not something you could have been should have been interested in unless you wanted a weird slot guy. You wanted Pop Douglas.
Pop Douglas getting like 10.7 points.
Yeah. Woo. Getting 5 catches for 57 yards.
That's right.
Tony Pollard had 9 goal line carries last year.
Okay.
So there is a good amount up for grabs there in Dallas. So I think that whichever back there ends up cracking the code, because they're both super cheap. Like Dowdle's like RB50 and Zeke is RB. Hold on, I have it at RB 30. Oh my God, what? No, that's 2023. Okay, that's 2023.
I have him at 38 according to 444.
Yeah, 39 on Football Guys, and then Dowdle is, as Mike said, down here RB 47. So they're both cheap. I think they could return value one of them, just because I think that one player there has to emerge. Because they're not going to want to play this back and forth game between Dowdle and Zeke. I just don't think it's going to work. I think Zeke's going to end up with his ass glued to the pine at some point. Granted, he could have 6 touchdowns at that point already in week 7, but
yeah, you know,
he's just not good anymore. That's the thing. He's just not good anymore.
No, he's not. But again, like I said, he's not going to fumble. He's going to do what the coaches tell him to do. He's a pretty good pass blocker and pass catcher. So he's just he's acceptable, and
ooh,
they don't have anybody else who can do all of those things. So I just think he'll get the most snaps. That's why my NFC sleeper is Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh my God!
What? No, boo! Get out of here!
My God, that's Ezekiel Elliott's music.
Yeah, I'm not really happy about it either, but I just think he's gonna get some volume really. ADP running back, like I said, running back 38 according to 444. I have him ranked 27th. I don't love it. He's definitely still a dead zone guy and probably not somebody I'm going to have on a lot of teams unless I can get him as like my fourth running back in round 10. But if you're looking for a bench running back, I don't think you're going to find somebody who's getting more touches than Zeke.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I just don't think he's very good anymore. That's my only hang up. So,
I mean, I don't either. And like I say, I won't have a lot of him, but you know, I mean, even guys I have ranked lower, I would probably take for the upside. Like, I mean, I have Tony Pollard ranked below, but I would take Pollard instead because he's got better upside.
Have you considered instead of Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears?
Well, he's right there. He's right there too. I've got him only 2 spots lower than Pollard, so.
You're going to have to, who's between them?
Zach Moss.
Looks like I'm going to have to shoot Zach Moss in the leg.
Oh, boy. He's pulling a Kev, folks.
I'm doing a Kev, folks. He's doing it again. I'm putting in a call to Kev.
He has pulled multiple Kevs in this episode.
That's right. Just call me Kev Crisco, folks. All right. That's funny that, Walker, you had Ezekiel Elliott and Mike, you have Rico Dowdle, because my sleeper is Royce.
Brandon Cooks.
No. No, okay. Do you want my head, my heart, or my gut?
Okay, so are they all three different teams?
No.
Damn, okay. Well, are they all the same team?
There are two different teams.
Two different teams. Your heart is probably Ben Sinnott.
No, my heart is Brandon Cooks.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Cooks is your boy, that's true. Your gut, God, what would be is just something weird to happen? Jaden Daniels?
My gut is Ben Sinnott. My head is Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, that was
okay. So I had the right players.
Yeah, Walker had the right players.
Mixed them up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my head. I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. Here's why. Okay. Do we know if Jaden Daniels is a good football player yet?
No.
No.
Do we know that Jaden Daniels is surrounded by weapons at every level in Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Austin Eckler, and Ben Sinnott?
Ben Snott, yeah.
Ben Snott, don't you dare. Do we know that?
Yes, we do know that.
Yes.
Do we know that he averaged 1,000 yards and 10.5 touchdowns in each of his last 2 years rushing in college?
Okay.
Do we know that?
Yes. Sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Right?
Yes. He's going as pick 123 right now. He's a double-digit round pick. And he's QB 17 off the board. He's going behind Caleb Williams.
He's QB 17?
He's QB 17. Where did you think he was?
4 for 4 has him at 12.
Yeah, see?
12.
At football guys, he's at 17. Mike's not buying it.
Not at 12, no way.
He's behind Justin
Herbert. Yeah, I mean, I'm not buying it at 12.
He's behind Justin Herbert.
That's correct.
That's wrong. That shouldn't be. Who's he throwing to? DJ Chark, get the hell out of here.
Josh Palmer.
Josh Palmer, sure. Brandon Rice, absolutely. Bad McConkey.
Sometimes.
If they were smart, it would have been Brock Bowers.
Yes, that's right. we had to take
another offensive lineman.
Yeah, we had to take yet another offensive lineman.
I think it was
for
Joe
sure.
Alt? Was it Joe Alt?
Yeah. They took Joe Alt, yeah.
Yeah. I just think that we've seen, you know, this rushing ability gives these quarterbacks as they, you know, come into the league, and maybe the league might be a little bit too fast for them, but they can still run because that's all instinctual, you know? So I think that he's set up with a good amount of weaponry around him. I mean, I outlined the guys there, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Austin Eckler, even Brian Robinson, who I besmirched, Luke McCaffrey.
No, probably not.
Ben Sinnott, yes. Guess who's still there?
Yes.
Guess who's still there? He's 95 years old at this point.
Jameson Crowder.
Jameson Crowder, who once he had like 115 targets 1 year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Something like that.
122. That's wild. That's too many targets for Jameson Crowder. And then they've got a line that, you know, they built up this offseason. They got two Chiefs guys. They got Tyler Badass. So I think that they're going all in to make it work with Jaden Daniels. So from a fantasy perspective, like, maybe he's not going to make it as a real life quarterback because he doesn't know how to take a hit. But, you know, what's the worst that could happen? He plays 5 games and only finishes 2 of them. Who do you think he is? Anthony Richardson?
Don't you put that in the air.
Hey, he already did it. Anthony Richardson is already Anthony Richardson. I can't put it in the air any more than it already is, Mike. My head says Jaden Daniels. My gut says Ben Sinnott because he's really good at football. And I'm not going to go there. I was going to say he might be the second best pass catcher on the Commanders, but I'm not going to go there. And like I said, my heart, Brandon Cooks. There's so many targets up for grabs there in Dallas. Like, I cannot handle how many targets are up for grabs there in Dallas. So, even funnier if CeeDee Lamb holds out. So, that's my head, my heart, and my gut for the NFC East. All right. So, Walker, would you like to guess my other two? Eagles, there isn't one. So, you only have to guess one.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Thank you for letting me know.
Yes.
Okay. So, the Giants, you like Wandale.
My sleeper is, he is a wide receiver for the New York Football Giants, wide receiver 72 off the board. His name is Wandale Robinson.
Okay.
Mostly because the Giants roster is terrible. And he's the only deep down guy that I'm like, ugh. It's not that I like him. It's that I hate everybody else. And I have to pick a one for each team. So, like the Giants here, Malik Nabers, 68, first player off the board. Devin Singletary, 100. Wandale Robinson, 174. And it somehow gets worse from there. Daniel Jones, 201. I can't really call him a sleeper because we know what Daniel Jones is at this point, and he could lose his job to Drew Lock.
Yeah,
That's true. And then it's like Jalen Hyatt. I'm not giving Waleed the satisfaction. Tyrone Tracy, I do not believe in him. Darius Slayton, no. Theo Johnson, no. Eric Gray, no. Daniel Bellinger, no. And then you got those two quarterbacks, Tommy DeVito and Drew Lock. And then, weirdly, for some reason on this, hold on, listed as a running back, which my heart couldn't take it if you had to convert to running back. Dante Pettis. Running back 99.
Running back?
Yeah. He's listed at running back. It's got to be some sort of transcription error because he didn't even have the build. So I just thought it was very funny. So those are my NFC East guys.
Just found out Dante Pettis born in the same month I was born.
Oh, wow. What are the odds of that? Like 1 in 12?
No, the same year as well.
Oh, okay. Really? Wow. Okay. I was
11 days cool, after. Man.
All right, so he is younger than you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you blocked me on Twitter after you flamed out with the team that drafted you in the first round? Because Dante Pettis has.
I wish I would have had a first round contract.
God, that would be great. Okay.
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 What have we done? North and east. Let's go north south.
South. Mike, would you like to kick us off with the... Actually, I would like to kick us off with the NFC South.
Ooh.
My guy.
Don't take my guy.
Don't take my guy either.
Who's your guy? Oh, God. Who are your guys?
Can't tell you yet.
Mark Maron voice. Who's your guy? My guy has had a good season in the past. He has been a good football player. He was banished to the frozen tundra. Not the actual frozen tundra, because that's Lambeau. But he was banished last season. Only had 61 targets the year before. But he had 238 targets in his first two seasons combined. He averaged 869 yards, 73 catches, 4 touchdowns. We have seen him be a quality fantasy wide receiver in the past. Now he is going as wide receiver 65, pick 151 overall.
Darnell Mooney.
Here's Mooney. The thing. His unrealized air yards per target last season were 2 yards higher than Drake London, indicating that the quarterback switch from Justin Fields to Kirk Cousins, but from Drake London, from Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins, would more benefit Darnell Mooney, who had more unrealized air yards. He also had a 96.8 true catch rate, tied with Curtis Samuel last season for fourth among wide receivers with at least 500 snaps. And he should easily end the season inside the top 40 because we've seen it before. And all he needs is a good quarterback again, something he has not had basically his whole career, if we're being honest. Like, what was the best quarterback he had? Nick Foles?
I guess. I mean, the only thing I worry about, I mean, yes, he's definitely going to be with his best quarterback, but
yeah,
I worry that he's like pretty clearly the fourth best player in the offense. And sure, he's been, you know, those 2 years in Chicago, he had very little target competition.
Oh, to be clear, I don't think he's getting 140 targets.
No, I mean, I have him for 85.
Let me see. I actually have done the Falcons projections. If I can pull this up without crashing my my computer, because the projection spreadsheet I use is very resource heavy. So if the podcast suddenly stops, that's why. Let's see. I haven't projected for Atlanta Falcons. Where is he? Darnell Mooney, 83 targets, 50 catches, 680 yards. And 4 touchdowns. And that is just projection. This
yeah,
is
a, say, that's a, almost identical as mine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just projection. That's giving him 13.5% target share. And just kind of just like across the board, decent stats. But if he and Kirk Cousins can click, I mean, it's an aspect of the game that they don't have. Cause here's the thing. They kind of Where did DK Metcalf come from? What the heck? Drake London, Kyle Pitts. I feel like more or less occupy the same area of the field. Like they have very similar yards per reception. They have very similar like ADOTs. They kind of more or less occupy the same area of the field because Kyle Pitts is basically a giant wide receiver. Like he doesn't play that more traditional, like 8, 9, 10. 11 yard like tight end range. He's more in that 13 to 15 like alpha wide receiver range, and there's nobody to take the top off except for Darnell Mooney. He's the fourth best guy on the team, but he's the only one that's going to catch passes over 15 yards downfield on a regular basis.
I will say, because of this point, I think Darnell Mooney's a good like best ball pick in the late rounds.
Yes,
because I think he will have weeks where he goes like 4 for 130 in a touchdown.
Yes.
But in season-long leagues, I don't really think he's startable.
Well, that's why he's a sleeper.
Sure,
He's sleeping. He's right now my wide receiver 4 by projections.
Darnell Goodnight Mooney.
Darnell Goodnight Moody. Mooney. Frantically looking for a pen for the episode.
Episode title. I need to write it down.
Episode title. All right. how do we, Mike, how do you feel about Darnell Mooney?
I think he's a great opportunity. I mean, Drake London hasn't really done much. He has the talent, but it just hasn't been whatever the reason, whether it's Ritter or the quarterback situation. He just hasn't expressed that ability yet. And you never know.
I think I have two reasons why he hasn't expressed it, and they are Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ritter.
Hey. And also Taylor Heinicke.
And if Cousins locks on to Darnell Mooney, then they might have something special there. You know, who knows? But I think there's a great opportunity for Darnell Mooney to have that kind of year he did. What was it in 2021,
22? The Darnell Mooney season?
Yeah.
It was 2021. 81 catches, 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, so I think there's a solid chance at this point that that can be duplicated.
Yeah.
I thought of something with London's name. Say Drake, I hear your name is London.
I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
All right, I'll take it. That's a passing grade, baby.
Hey, Drake, how about this? Hey, Drake, I hear your name is London.
I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Hey, I'll take it. All right. Hold on.
You better not ever have an end zone run.
Yeah.
We need to stop. We got him.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, Kirko is a weird guy. Why is he around?
He is a weird guy. It's true.
Kirko.
All right. We did it. Mooney at the Mooney playing with his. Oh, we lost it.
No, it's too much.
Fudge.
All right.
Let Mike go.
Yeah, Mike, NFC South. Sorry, I lost my train. I got so focused on this stupid They Not Like Us thing that I lost my train of thought.
NFC South. ADP of 122. Yeah, nailed it right around that group.
Mike, what we don't know is Mike's browser doesn't work anymore. It only loaded part of this of the document. So Mike's like, oh,
he had like 40 players to pick from, and he's like, it works. It barely works.
I figured it out. And that is Caleb Williams.
All right. That's also not the NFC South.
Not in this division.
What the F in hell? What did I do? Shit.
Mike's realigning the divisions to make it work.
How did I screw that up?
Mike thinks that Chicago is the South, apparently.
God damn.
Chicago is the South. Dallas is the North.
I'm screwed. Because
I accidentally did that. Oh, no. All right, talk about Caleb Williams. How'd you do that?
I don't know.
All right, Mike has bonus NFC North.
Bonus NFC North programming coming your way.
Did Tony hack into your document?
He might have. And just
make you talk about the Bears?
Bears. The Bears.
I figured it was going to be Derek Carr.
Oh, dude. Derek Carr's not a sleeper. He's a stud.
I could do Adam Thielen.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You talked about him, a couple weeks ago.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Carolina Panthers, Adam Thielen. I don't know what his ADP is. I think it's around there.
Wide receiver 65.
ADP, whatever. But anyway, so.
Thielen is Walker's at 65. He's picked 144.
All right. Yeah. This is just totally off the fly.
Even though
he's a aging veteran, he has been someone that's been a reliable target hog throughout his career. Did pretty well last year. I think he finished as a wide receiver 35, 40 something to that effect last year.
25.
Not even close. Per game.
25, even better than you thought.
Even a lot better than I thought. Points per game. I don't know what he finished overall though, but. Wide receiver 25 in points per game. Bryce Young will be in his second season. The offense has gotten better, probably in the running game as well. So that might help. Also, they don't have really much there. They have so Thielen could be the target hog. Who'd they bring in? I can't remember.
Deontay Johnson.
That's right. That might affect him a little bit, but he's been there. This will be a second season growing with Bryce Young, and those two together can make a nice connection.
I mean, I agree. It sounds like they're in a relationship based on what you're saying. I'm happy for the new couple. Thielen, he caught over 100 passes for over 1,000 yards last season. Mm-hmm. So even with Deontay Johnson probably taking over as the wide receiver one there in terms of targets, I don't see any reason why Thielen won't be the clear number two in targets in that offense. And he has shown the ability to score touchdowns. Bryce Young should play better this year with the investment in the offensive line and a coach who actually has been brought in to get the best out of him. I have his ADP at 65 and I have him ranked 49th. So I definitely think Thielen is a great piece to add to your bench in like the 11th round.
Hell yeah.
I wrote about him after Mike's thing 2 weeks ago, and Mike Thielen pilled me. Walker mentioned the 100 catch, 1,000 yard season last year. There are only like 9 active players in the league with multiple 100 yard, 1,000 catch seasons. And Adam Thielen's one of them because he did one with Minnesota and then one last year. And the list of guys with multiple, who one of them was last year, is Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Justin Jefferson would have got there, but he only played 10 games.
Never heard of any of those guys.
Yeah, right? Those guys are all pretty good, huh?
Bums.
Bums.
Get them out of here.
There's no, like, fraudulent guy on that list. It's like, well, maybe Stephon Diggs now. We'll see. We'll see how the Texans
I think the fraudulent guy on that list is Adam Thielen.
Nope. No, he's not. He's the best. DeAndre Hopkins only had 75 catches last year, so he didn't count. Okay. Adam Thielen, more catches. I'm just going to go down the list. More catches than Ja'Marr Chase.
Huh? Okay.
DJ
Moore. Also had injuries, but more catches than DJ Moore. Okay, okay.
More catches than Nico Collins.
Okay.
Nico Collins missed two games. That doesn't count. More catches than Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson had a bonkers targets last year, 168.
Yeah. And he caught like what, 90 of them?
95.
There you go.
More catches than. All right. It gets less impressive down the list. More catches than Justin Jefferson, who only played in 10 games.
More catches than Mike Evans?
He did have more catches than Mike Evans. More catches than teammate Deontay Johnson. I'm not fully convinced Deontay Johnson doesn't give up on the Panthers this year, by the way.
He might.
I'm not going to predict narrative ball in my fantasy rankings. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
It's not really narrative ball when you figure what's the difference between the Panthers this year and the Steelers last year, a team that he already gave up on?
I'm just saying he's going to get a crap load of targets again. Like
He got a crap load of targets last year.
Pickens was the number one receiver on that team.
Hold on. Deontay Johnson averaged 600 targets per game, Walker, according to these numbers.
Those are fake numbers, fake news.
Those are fake numbers. Fake news.
Can we get a fact checker up in here?
No fact checker. He got 7 targets a game last year.
Okay. I think he'll get more than that this year.
So he gets 8 and all of a sudden he's happy?
I don't know,
He's not getting 9 targets a game.
I have him at 140 targets.
That is too many targets.
I don't think so. I really don't think it is.
So what's that, like a 27% target share?
Let me look. No, I have Bryce Young throwing 575 passes.
So 140 by 575.
So like a 24%.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so, see?
But get the thing is how many do you have? Get out of your face. How many do you have for Thielen?
120.
So those two are getting like half the targets, basically.
Pretty close, and yeah.
For like 46, 47%, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so, I have those 140, 120, 90 for Leggett.
Ooh, that's a lot for Leggett. He would be, you know what, he would be in drafts if he got there? A good Leggett.
Oh, wow. I have him catching 48 of them, though.
That is bad.
Yeah, so.
Never mind.
Can you tell that I don't like the player very much?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And then I have 75 targets going to the running backs.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Jeff Standard, that's fair. How many are going to Tommy Tremble?
Let me look. 50.
Damn. Let's go, Tommy.
I mean, that's just penciled in for whoever starts at tight end for them. I'm just using Tremble right now because I think Jatavion Sanders sucks, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, my dude for the NFC South is somebody who does play in the NFC South.
That's a good start.
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right.
That took me a second. I was like, okay.
ADP wide receiver 56, according to 444, my ranking 45. I'm going with Deep Threat Machine and Jeff Crisco favorite, Rashid Shaheed.
Rashid Shaheed. He's good, folks.
He is good, and I have him getting about 6 targets a game. Pretty clear number 2 option in the passing game. High ADOT, high yards per catch. Big week potential. Probably, again, a slightly better pick in best ball. But this is a guy that I think in deeper leagues can be a solid wide receiver 3. Definitely. And he's going as a wide receiver. You know, he's going as like a low-end wide receiver 5. And his upside is much, much higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to scoop him up for like $2 in the FA Experts League. That's the thing. Like, that's the cost of entry is so low. And he's going so late that people are going to have to put themselves in a decision for the rest of their fab to get Rashid Shaheed. And I don't know, like, where you're talking like, okay, I have one multi-dollar bid left and then everything else is going to be dollar guys. A lot of people are going to be like, well, am I going to shoot that shot on Rashid Shaheed? Probably not. And if you're willing to spend that second dollar, you could, you know, reap a lot of benefits for that. Just from, you know, having that little bit of conviction. So That's what's great about these deeper guys is, you know, they can be had for a relative song in auction leagues. And I think that's something that we kind of need to focus on, which is spend that second dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely a guy who, if you can get for $2, is going to be better than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people are like, oh, I want to focus on like my dollar guys. And it's like, I don't know, man. So spend that second buck. Like,
would you rather have Rashid Shaheed for $2 or like friggin' Quentin Johnston for $1?
Yeah, or Rashid Shaheed or bid $3 for Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, right.
Or you could spend $15 on Ladd McConkey, or you could get the same guy in Rashid Shaheed for $2.
Exactly. A better guy.
Yeah. I mean, this in terms of like ranking and points, like yes, pretty much the same guy, but Shaheed is better. That's true.
Yes, he is better. He's a better football player than Bad McConkey. Have you ever heard this? You seen this? You heard about this?
No.
No. Time. Okay. First time, long time.
First time.
Here's the thing. Rashid Shaheed was not my Saints sleeper, though.
Wow.
Wow. He was my undervalued guy, though.
Sleeper for the Saints.
Oh, wait. No, I forgot he had foot surgery. Never mind. It's Rashid Shaheed. It was Juwan Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I forgot he had foot surgery. I take it back.
Okay. Your other guys. Panthers, probably Thielen.
Yeah, we just talked about him.
Buccaneers. Ugh, God. Chris Godwin low enough for you to count him?
No, Chris Godwin is not low enough. Chris Godwin's like wide receiver like 28.
Baker?
Baker, I thought about Baker. I don't know. I tried to stay away from quarterbacks just because I think a lot of my, like, this guy might be good comes from playing in two quarterback leagues, so I tried to not do that. It's a rough go. I'm going to be real honest with you.
There's only two other options, and it's either, I mean, I guess you can make, like, a really thin statistical case for Trey Palmer because he had, like, 60-some targets last year. I would go, if I'm going sleeper there, I'm just going to go all in and say Jalen McMillan.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought about Bucky Irving just to annoy you.
Whatever. I mean, he's going to be the backup running back.
Yeah, but no, Jacob McMillan, he fell on the right side of the top 100 picks thing. He was round 3, pick 29 overall. You know, he's a solid. I think he's there for the future, but they're
Chris Godwin injury away from him getting 6 targets a game.
Yeah, they're Chris. Yeah, exactly. They're Chris Godwin target away from him leading the team in targets.
Yeah, no, Evans still would, but
I don't know. I think Mike Evans is kind of transitioning into more of a he's doing like a reverse Larry Fitzgerald, where instead of becoming this underneath PPR guy, like his yards per reception last year was the highest he's had in 5 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he's going to lead the team in targets, though.
Let's see, Chris Barely. Godwin. Let's see who led the team in targets last year. Was it Mike Evans or Chris Godwin?
I think it was Evans again, barely.
Ooh, it is Mike Evans, barely.
Turns out, correct.
Turns out Walker is correct. So, yeah, it's Jalen McMillan. I mean, it's not the strongest thing, and I haven't even written it up yet, so I'm just kind of like, he's good, folks.
And then, yeah, you already said your Falcons one was the guy you went with, so.
That's correct. All right.
Final division, baby.
Final division, my division, the 49ers division. I had all my guys have question marks. I don't know who's a good sleeper in this division.
I had a tough time with this one, too.
Yeah, we can go with Tony's Blake Corum, which he put an article out on last night.
Real. And I think, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody went with Blake Corum.
Yeah, Mike, we'll start with you. Who is your sleeper?
Blake Corum.
All right, let's hear it.
So ADP of 135, definitely a power back who's a touchdown machine. He's a solid pass blocker. He's okay pass catcher, not too bad. In many ways, he's just like Kyren Williams, who's in front of him, but we know Kyren Williams' injury history, so that might not take long before Corum passes him up. And they play in a powerful offense. If injury hits Williams, Corum's an absolute the clear 1A in that backfield. And you definitely, if you do draft Kyren Williams, you're going to need to get Blake Corum as a handcuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Blake Corum's a great choice for this just because we've seen what this type of player can do in this offense, because he is essentially Kyren Williams with a better pass catcher, I think.
Yeah.
So kind of like I talked about with Isaiah Likely last week, we already can see the future if there's an injury where he'll just step right in. They'll just step right in and be like, okay, this is my role now. It's not like they have to make one up for him and figure it out. He could just step in and do Kyren Williams things, because he already does Kyren Williams things. So he was one of my question mark guys. Like, Blake Corum is a good pick for the NFC West sleeper. Walker was – oh, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I was going to say, and then I got him in the NFC West, so I did right there.
Oh, Mike already ahead of his other picks.
That's right.
Correct division. All right, Walker, what are your thoughts on Blake Corum, and who is your NFC West sleeper?
Corum's fine. I mean, I think he's a decent player. He's going about where he should, I would say. ADP RB 37. I have him ranked 36. I think he's fine. If you decide, you know, get a good deal on Kyren Williams, I agree with Tony. You know, he's an expensive handcuff, but he'll immediately be even more valuable than Williams was if Williams goes down at any point, and that's pretty likely. So I think he's a safe bet to start at least a few games, but I don't think he's going to be I don't think he's going to start the season as a big part of the offense. So you're going to have to wait for it.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of what sleepers do a lot of the time. They make you wait for it.
Yeah, because they're sleeping. So you have to wait for them to wake up.
You got
to
wait.
Yeah. Sometimes they sleep and they snooze 10 times, 15 times.
That's true. Yeah. You're hearing it more and more.
You're hearing it more and more, folks. Walker, you're an NFC West sleeper.
This is going to be the sleepiest sleeper who's ever been asleep.
Even so sleeper, you know, than sleeping gnome dwarf? Sleepy dwarf?
What?
Huh?
Oh,
Sleepy Dwarf.
Who's Sleepy Dwarf? I don't know who that is.
Oh, the dwarf from the Seven Dwarfs. Sleepy.
Yes, it's Sleepy.
Oh, okay. You're just talking about that. Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Even sleepier than that, Mike.
Okay.
Wait, is it? Let me guess. Is it Sam Howell?
God, no.
But you hate Geno Smith, Walker.
No, you know I like Geno.
I know.
It's Greg Dortch.
Greg Dortch.
Dortch. Scorch the Dortch.
Walker out here scorching Dortches.
Wide receiver 97 by ADP. I have him ranked at 89. So here's where you can see how hard this was for me. I think there's a reasonable chance that Greg Dortch is just better than Michael Wilson, and that he ends up being the third target in this offense. And Kyler liked him at the end of last season. Now, obviously, I know that Marvin Harrison's going to come in and be the number one target in the offense, and Trey McBride's the clear number two. But somebody's going to have to clean up the rest of those targets. And Greg Dortch is one Trey McBride injury away from being the underneath target for the Cardinals offense. So I feel like he, again, at the start of the season, you're not going to get anything out of him. But he's got to watch out for it. If there's ever an injury in the Arizona offense, either Harrison or McBride, I think Greg Dortch is a guy, definitely a fab guy you should be looking at.
I mean, yeah, if there's an injury, because that's the role he's been in. If somebody's gotten hurt, he's come in and gotten like 8-9 targets a game.
Right.
Not a game, but in a pinch hitting role, he can get 8 or 9 targets. I'm not saying he comes in and all of a sudden averages that. So my guy is also an Arizona Cardinal. We have James Conner on the depth chart, who I love me some Jimbo Conner. Jimbo Conner, I don't know if you know this about him. Doesn't stay healthy.
No.
I don't know if you've heard about this. Injured in week 15 3 years ago, injured in week 6 2 years ago, injured in week six last year. So the last 2 years, he's gotten hurt in the middle of the season. And that will open the door for rookie Trey Benson. Trey Benson, RB 38, pick 118 overall. The thing that made me go, huh, maybe they are moving away from a James Conner type back to a Trey Benson type back, which is, what's the biggest knock on Trey Benson coming out of college, if we remember?
Bad vision.
Doesn't catch passes.
Sure.
Doesn't catch passes. James Conner last year had 33 targets in 13 games.
Not very many.
That's not what you think of when you think of James Conner.
No, you think of like 3.5 to 4 a game instead of like 2.5.
Yeah. Well, they moved that down. 33 targets in 13 games. So you're looking at, yeah, 2.5 targets per game. And then all of a sudden they have Trey McBride to get a lot of targets. They drafted Marvin Harrison to get a lot of targets. I've been hearing some hype of Greg Dortch as a sleeper to get some targets.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't leave a lot left for the running back, which makes sense why they would go in a direction of a Trey Benson, because that is a running back that does not catch passes. It's kind of like the Ken Walker thing. He runs well, let him run. Although Ken Walker can't catch passes, we were right about that.
Boom.
But it's like he can run, let him run well. I saw some stupid, irresponsible comps of him to Todd Gurley. Don't do that. I don't think you should do that. I think he's closer to a bad vision Isaiah Pacheco, where he runs like he bite people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand the Walker comparison to a point, but I just think Benson doesn't really have the explosive run ability that Walker does, nor does he quite have the contact balance.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he is Walker. I'm saying it's the same knock on him where people are like, well, he's not because he doesn't catch passes. And it's like, well, neither does Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess my pushback would be, I think Trey Benson is not good.
That's fine. You can think that. You just hyped Greg Dortch, so.
That's true, and I don't think he's good either. So, but yeah, ADP running back 33. I have him ranked 41.
Yeah, the price is a little bit high. I think there is a bit of, there is the James Conner stink is starting to make Benson look a little bit rosier. But the problem is this is a tough division for sleepers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard some hype for DeMarcus Robinson recently.
I came very close to DeMarcus Robinson, but there was no, like, it was like he had like 3 good games last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's fool's gold because I don't think DeMarcus Robinson's good either. That's the problem, is that it's very top heavy in this division. I mean, you look at the Rams and it's, you know, Corum's the only option, really. You look at the Niners, there isn't an option.
I mean, it's like pick a running back, but then you're just saying Christian McCaffrey's going to get hurt. And it's like if the Niners trade Brandon Ayuk, then Ricky Pearsall. But his ADP now is not indicative of what it will be if Ayuk gets traded. So it's like there's a contingency there. You go to the Rams or the Cardinals. We talked about 2 Cardinals. Right. Who is it on the Seahawks?
Some people will say Zach Charbonnet, but he's not good. So.
He sucks. Don't say he's almost as bad as Trey Benson.
Real shit. I'd say he's probably worse. I will tell you, I almost picked Tyler Lockett as my sleeper.
Yeah, I mean,
wide receiver 50 by ADP seems pretty low for a guy who's been as consistently productive as he's been.
Yeah, I struggle with putting too many of those types of guys in my list. Because it's just like undervalued. It's grappling with the idea of a sleeper, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Tyler Lockett's not your traditional definition of a sleeper, but I think he is being slept on this season.
Yeah. He is being slept on. Not something that he's used to.
No.
Cause he's a virgin, folks.
Woo. Got his ass.
Did he ever get married?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know. Did hold on. Has Tyler Lockett had sex yet?
He'd be fucking?
Is Tyler Lockett married? Hey, Lauren Lockett, wife of Tyler Lockett.
Let's go.
Congrats on the sex, my boy. Woo! He got married last offseason. Let's see if there was a downtick in production. Let's see. His first season without 1,000 yards since 2017. Awkward.
That's because he's doing too much sex.
Too much sex. All right, folks. All right. Is that it? That's it? That's all there is?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All
Mike,
right.
Mike, what's your final thought, Mike? What's your final thought?
Draft Greg Dortch.
No. Woo! All right. We'll be back
next
week.
Scott Fishbowl, round 22.
There you go.
We will be back next week with Mike's special project, realigning the divisions.
I got it down. I've already started.
The Bears are in the South. Yeah. The Cowboys are in the North. It's all topsy-turvy. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. For Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.